just woke up to her crying.
Just crying.
Outside of my door. And I was like, if she's dying, do I want her to die alone?
Oh my God.
So I'm like, if I open my door and she's dying, what do I do? I'm like, well, I'll wake up and I'll go get my mom and we'll take her to, like, the vet.
Right.
Because this is a constant thought in my mind because she is so old. She's 14, like, 15 years old. So, like, I constantly think she's dying. So I'm like, I'll just wake her, like, we'll wake up and we'll go put her to sleep. Like, whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I didn't even think that she likes to cuddle. So she just was crying. I open the door. She fucking prances right in. And sleeps on me for the rest of the night.
She's fine.
And I'm like, this motherfucker. I'm like, because I hate when they sleep on me. I can't stand it.
Yeah.
So that's all she wanted.
All right, guys. Anyway, welcome back to the podcast. Oh. Just kidding.
Okay. Should I start this?
You can.
All right. Hello, everyone. And welcome back to The Future is Bright? I am Lindsay.
I'm fucking Bridget.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to us.
Yeah.
Welcome back to everyone.
A month. Like, a solid month.
Fucking close to
we
it.
We got one episode out, and then we were like,
it went downhill.
We can't do this.
It was fine.
Like, I see.
Everything hit the fans, so, you know what I think it was? Is because I think in our last episode, we were like, everything's going well.
I told you that was gonna happen.
And everything hit the fans so fucking fast.
But what I don't understand is, I don't know how, like, these podcasters who have full-time jobs, how the fuck do they do it?
Well, I feel
like... how do they edit episodes? How do they do it?
Clearly, we don't know.
No. Because I was thinking about that yesterday when I remembered that there was an episode sitting there that I didn't edit. And I'm like, how the fuck? Like, I get home from work 6 o'clock and I'm dead. Like, that's it.
Okay,
like,
we're going
I'm done. Yeah. Like, I'm like, how did... Like, Elena from Morbid, like, she works a fucking, doesn't she work, like, a full-time fucking job? And she has kids? Like, can you imagine?
No, I quite literally couldn't.
I'm 24 years old, and I literally die when I get home.
Yeah.
Like, that's sad. So, yeah. That's my life. That's my sob story for why I haven't been
here. A lot of things happen at one time. A lot.
I mean, let's just say life happened. Life hit us with a giant Mack truck.
I almost just said life and death.
That's a good bet. I wasn't going to bring it up. Didn't know if, you know.
I mean, it's fine.
We were walking on thin ice, so I didn't want to.
It's all good. I mean.
That's why I just said life hit us with a Mack truck.
Yeah. It fucking sure did. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you.
Yeah, so, I mean, we're slowly getting there. What I do want to do right now publicly on this podcast I want to wish Lexi a very happy wedding day.
Nice.
Since tomorrow's her wedding day. We are recording this the day before her wedding.
Yeah.
We apologize for not being able to be there.
Yeah, Lex, we're also sorry that we, like, haven't answered you because, like, it's like been, like, really bad. It's, like...
shitty people.
Listen, we had, like, the sickness...
Life and death.
Literally life, sickness, the pursuit of fucking happiness, death. Like, it's, everything's happened.
Yeah.
At one
but
time.
We're gonna, you know, we'll reach out to you tomorrow. We're,
yeah,
we're
not, it's
we
fine.
Really don't expect you to answer us tomorrow because, you know...
She's fucking getting married fucking underwater. She's fine. Like...
Yeah, but we just wanted to wish you a happy wedding day. Yeah. That's all I got for you.
That's it.
Sorry we haven't been there for you, for everyone.
Yeah.
We hope you guys are still around.
Imagine. Like, we need to rebuild everything. Like, I think I want to start doing TikTok.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You've been saying that for a fucking year.
I know.
But it is, okay, so it is summertime. I don't have a summer anymore. Well, you don't have a summer either.
No. You know. I'd like to try and have one.
Yes. Bridget and I are going to attempt to go to the beach every Saturday.
Yes.
I think we can, if we switch it to every other Saturday, that's a more attainable goal for us than every Saturday.
Probably.
Don't you think? Yeah. So if we stick it to every other, it's more attainable than every Saturday.
Yeah.
And if my boyfriend is listening, which he's not, I won't force you to go. So
I'll force her to go. We're fine.
You don't have to go. I'm going with Bridget, so screw you.
Jimmy too. Jimmy hates me.
He said I would absolutely be miserable there. Because...
Does he not like sand?
No, he just doesn't... He needs to be doing something. Like, even, like, this weekend, we went to, like, a small business fest. Mm-hmm. And I would sit and I would walk around each vendor, look at it. He could not spend more than 30 seconds at this vendor. Like, he would have
ADHD.
To walk around. I literally was like, where the fuck is he? Like, every single, like, I was like, what the fuck? Like, he was like, I can't sit here. I have to walk around. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? So imagine if I sitting actually went beach. On the cruise with him, because I was supposed to go on a cruise with him in 2020. Can you imagine that?
No, he would have been fucking bored out of his mind.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I could feel like he wouldn't fare well at the beach either, because, like, yeah, no. What are you going to do, sit there?
Right.
Like,
Jimmy's also...
Jimmy hates sand.
He's too white. He would get burnt.
Oh, he burns. Like, yeah. That's my goal this summer. Is like, I haven't been tan, nice tan in so long. I want to get a fucking sick-ass tan.
I don't know what the point of us saying that, like, me bringing that up was.
What?
The beach. Maybe we can make TikToks at the beach. Maybe that was the
point. Oh, maybe. I said I wanted to do TikTok, so.
I don't know. Whose case are we doing? Mine or yours?
We'll do mine, because that's going to be mine, because that's the next one. Okay. And yours, then mine.
Again. Sorry, we are a little rusty here.
Yeah. We're not rusty, we're just...
I don't know. I think I really jinxed us, and I apologize for that.
You did jinx us. Yeah. I'm not going to lie to you.
I apologize for that.
But it's okay.
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, we're still doing okay. We have a lot going on, but we're...
For the amount of stuff that we had, that we both had going on these last 2 weeks, we're surprisingly okay.
Yeah, we're handling it well. We're manning the ship pretty well.
Yeah. I'm not, like, yeah. I had a little mental breakdown
today. Yeah, it's fine.
To a lady that I've never met before.
But it's okay. Totally fine. She took it well. She was okay with it.
Yeah.
She's a grandma herself, I'm sure.
She was booking a party for her grandson.
There you go. So,
update. Just context, my grandma died. This lady that I was talking to on the phone today sounded exactly like my grandma. Could have been her. So,
isn't that terrible?
I literally started crying to this lady on the phone. Never met her before, and she was very nice about it. So, thank you.
How sweet is that? Booking a party for her grandson?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. And he's turning 16.
God, that's adorable.
Yeah, I didn't have any availability to book the party.
That's sad. That's terrible.
Yeah, but I tried.
Why? When were they trying to book for it?
Like next weekend.
Oh.
We're booking into July.
Well, what is he, a little nerd? Want to have a 16th birthday at a fucking...
Don't make fun of him. This lady could have been my grandma reincarnated.
So sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that.
No, but, like, he probably is a little weirdo. Any party I've done for a 16-year-old at my job has been an absolute... Like, we've talked about Star Wars. Right, like, right, we're not exactly. That mythical over here.
Come on, it's fine.
But it's okay.
Whatever, it's fine. We have Disney trips planned. We're good. We're, you know, we're doing fine.
Disney trips with my family member that's not really my family member.
Yeah. Does he listen to this?
I fucking hope not. If he does, Rob, I hate you. You're the worst person ever.
Hi, Rob.
Literally, have you ever tried to... do you have a Switch?
No.
Switch controllers?
Are they expensive?
Are like $60.
Ronnie has a Switch, and he never fucking uses it. So, during COVID... Sorry, we're back on our bullshit where we just fucking bullshit for 20 minutes. I don't give a shit. During COVID, we do. He bought the Switch Lite.
That's what I have.
He was... Never fucking used it. So, he sold it.
Mm.
And he swears to God that the reason he never used it was because it was a light. So, then he bought the...
It's the same thing.
He bought the regular fucking Switch. I have never seen that man use the fucking
It's the same exact thing. The only good thing about the Switch is if you play with two people, you could take the controllers off. But if you're never going to play with two people, then what difference does it make?
I have never seen him use the machine in his life. Yeah. And I tried, because he was like, well, you could play Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
I tried once and I couldn't, I don't understand the game, so I stopped.
I love Animal Crossing.
Well, I started it, but like, I don't know, the beginning got messed up or something. Mm-hmm. And like, I tried to ask Ronnie for help and he... was no help, so...
Oh, well.
Yeah. It's fine. I'd rather watch my TikToks and...
I mean, yeah.
So.
I play, like, Jimmy and I play, like... Well, we play more, like, he has, his computer can, like, go onto his TV.
Right.
So, we play, like, games on Steam and stuff, usually. Okay. We played, like, SpongeBob, and we played this game that, like... You and Ronnie would fucking kill each other.
Oh, God.
Playing 100%.
Well, I gotta play Wordle, sorry.
The relationship would end. Oh, we should do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, Ronnie and I have a Wordle, my boyfriend and I, we verse each other in Wordle every single day.
Love that for you.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we played this game, it's called It Takes Two.
Okay.
And it's like, it's about like this kid whose parents are going through a divorce.
Oh, God.
Relatable.
Right. Very relatable in my life.
And, like, the kid, like, wishes that, like, her parents would get back together because all they do is fight.
Not relatable in my life.
And then...
I would rather like, die.
And then, like, the parents turn into, like, these dolls that the kid has. and to become not dolls anymore, to become their parents, they have to go through this whole life journey of basically, like, finding love again.
Oh.
And you can't do anything in the game without the other person.
Oh, God.
So it's like, if, like, we were playing, like, you'd have, like, the right side of the magnet, right, and I'd have the left. Oh, and you can't do anything unless you work together.
Ronnie would get so mad at me. It's,
like, literally a nightmare. Like, we had to, one time, there was this one where it was, like, Jimmy had, like, something that shot a platform, and right, I was the only one that could swing from platform to platform.
Right.
So he had to shoot a platform, and I had to swing to it, and then he had to shoot another one, and I had to swing to it. We were screaming at each other.
I can only imagine, like, the arguments that would ensue.
It's
about,
such a good, like, game, though, but it is a fucking nightmare.
It depends. Ronnie's pretty good at communicating, though, so he will be good at, like,
yeah,
like, communicating, and I will just get fucking, like, pissed off
mad
at him.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, why are you talking? Like, he will, like, get, like, the tone of being like, okay, now we do this, now we do, and I'm like, yeah, why are you talking to me like that?
Like, the, like, fucking, I know, yeah, what to, like, do, bitch.
Like, I would get mad, so yeah, I just see it going poorly.
It's such a good game, but I was like, we're gonna fucking kill each other,
yeah,
like.
Yeah, I don't see it going well. I get mad when I lose in Wordle, so.
Play Wordle, I mean, let's do it.
Oh, okay. We'll do it real quick, and then we'll, yeah, you know,
we'll start.
It's fine. What about Badge? B-A-D-G-E.
B-A-D-G-E. Oh, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Is it? Yep. Really? Look at me.
I'm so proud of you.
Look at me. And I got it in 2.
Oh, yeah, you did. I got it in 5, but nobody's going to talk about that. Anyway, thank you for this week's Wordle.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. Me and my boyfriend are very competitive. So there we go.
Come back next week for another Wordle.
Yeah, that's fine. All right. So now that we wasted everyone's time, should we just...
Now that's 18 minutes of the holy episode, shit, we'll start.
Okay, here we go.
We're back.
Back and better than ever, baby.
You're back, bitches. Okay, well, okay. So I'm gonna make you really paranoid about ever taking drugs out of a pill container ever again. You're welcome.
Oh, like a pill container? Like a...
No, like a bottle of pills.
Oh, like Advil. I'm gonna do right when I go home.
Yep. Correct. Well, great, not like prescription drugs.
Oh, okay.
Like over-the-counter drugs.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So this is called the Tylenol murders.
Oh, nice.
Have you ever heard of it before?
No, I actually haven't.
Great.
Cool.
This is the reason. I've heard this case so long ago, I don't take Tylenol because,
really,
of this. Yep.
Interesting.
I will not take Tylenol.
Okay. Cool.
Well, I take the Advil Tylenol combo because that shit works great.
That's a thing?
Yeah, it's like Advil Advance, and it's just Advil and Tylenol together.
Oh.
It's ibuprofen and acetaminophen.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. It works fantastically.
Big words. Okay.
Ibuprofen and acetaminophen.
I know what those words are, but together they sound very large.
It sounded like one,
right,
scientific, yeah, word. Okay, anyway.
Yeah.
Tylenol murders.
Yes.
Go ahead.
No. Because it was going to be another side note story and it could have gotten us on another rant.
All right, so, in 5 minutes, bring it back up. Okay. Let's, like, get one line in and then, yeah, we'll talk about it.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Oh, man. It was something I thought about texting you a few days ago, and I never did, and then something,
right,
reminded,
like I said,
me of it.
Give me 2 bullet points, and you can,
okay,
jump back, okay, in. Okay. So.
Alright, here we go.
On September 29th, 1982.
Oh, okay. Long time ago.
You're like, fuck it, I don't need
I get worried when it's like things that happen.
Not like 2000, okay. 1982. A 12-year-old girl named Mary Kellerman wasn't feeling too hot.
Okay.
So her mom told her to take Tylenol.
Right.
To see if it would make her feel better.
Normal.
So she takes extra strength Tylenol from a bottle, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And literally, like, seconds later, collapses onto the floor.
Oh.
She was taken to the hospital, and she was pronounced dead at the hospital. Shit. About an hour after she had taken the Tylenol.
Okay.
The same day, that happened at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
The same day at, like, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, this lady, also named Mary, was resting at home because she had just had a baby.
Oh.
And she had, the hospital told her to take Tylenol if she, like, wasn't feeling,
right,
well. So she took Tylenol and collapsed onto the floor and was found dead in her house.
Oh my God, so terrible. She just had a child.
Yeah. Yeah.
Aww.
So, again, that same day,
right,
a man named Adam, I said that weird.
You did.
Adam.
It's okay.
Was feeling sick, so he took off from work. he had picked his kids up from school and then headed to a convenience store to get some Tylenol.
Okay. Normal.
And he took two Tylenol and went to lay, like, down. And very shortly after taking it, he came, like, half-conscious into the kitchen, like, stumbling.
Scary.
Collapsed onto the floor, was rushed to the hospital, and was pronounced dead.
Wow. Okay.
This is all happening in, like, the Chicago area, by the way. I don't think I said that.
All in around the same town?
Or... Like, the same, like, yeah, like, general area.
Okay.
So... when his family came home from the hospital to, like, collect themselves.
Right.
His younger brother, Stanley, was having back pain.
Oh, crap.
And his brother's wife, so his sister-in-law, Teresa, had a headache. So they both took Tylenol from the same bottle that his brother had. They both collapsed onto the floor. They were rushed to hospital and pronounced dead.
Oh, my God.
So three people from the same family.
That's terrible.
Yeah, like... two brothers.
Yeah.
And his, like, fiance. So, later that, again, same, like,
right.
This, like, happened in, like, 2 days.
Okay.
Mary is a very popular name.
Okay. Back in that time, yeah.
Yeah. It was the 80s.
Well.
It wasn't, like, 1880.
Well, I guess you're right. Oh, that is true. I don't know what I was saying. Sorry.
So, another lady named Mary McFarlane had a headache at work, so she took some Tylenol, and she collapsed onto the floor and was pronounced dead in the hospital.
Interesting.
The following day, this lady named Paula Prince was found dead in her apartment, and a few days prior, she had stopped at a convenience store to buy Tylenol, and we know this because there's, like,
video,
surveillance camera.
Mm-hmm.
And she had not been heard from in a few days, so somebody called the police to go check on her, and they found her dead in her apartment with a bottle of Tylenol open on her dresser.
Oh.
So she had, like,
damn,
must
she couldn't
have, like,
even close the goddamn bottle.
She must have, just taken it.
Yeah. Wow. Shit.
So, like I said, this all happened in
a matter of days.
2 days.
Wow.
And the reason why, like, this was kind of, like, sketchy to, like, the police.
Right.
Was because Adam, Stanley, and Teresa had all, like, taken it
from the
same bottle. Right. And it was, like, the cops were like, oh, what's the one common thing that these three had together?
Right.
They all took Tylenol.
Right.
So, the crime lab /FBI, because it's not really specific, tested it, and they found that the pills in the bottle were laced with cyanide.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Which, fun fact, cyanide smells like almonds.
I did not know
so
that.
So, if you ever smell almonds...
I don't know what almonds smell
and you're
like, because I don't
like
almonds.
It's, like, sweet.
Oh, okay.
So, if you ever smell something sweet and you're not eating something sweet...
Don't eat them.
Well, I think it's only, like, 60% of the population can smell it, though. So, maybe not.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
Maybe you won't know. Who
okay.
knows?
Well, hopefully I do know that.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm getting comfy.
So, they were laced with cyanide... that was 1,000 times the lethal dose.
God damn.
And the lethal dose is 1.5 milligrams.
Oh, wow.
So, like, it makes sense that these people died in, like,
right, while they dropped dead, basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
So, once other cases were discovered that, like, people were dying or in the same area.
Right.
And it was known that they all had also taken Tylenol.
Right.
They compared the bottles to each other, and all the bottles had the same, like, starting serial number on the bottle. So, the investigators were able to rule out the fact that it came from, like, production itself.
Really?
Like, the bottles themselves.
Okay.
Because they were all made in different factories.
Oh, I went right to, like, the factory.
Yeah,
like, yeah,
so, like, one came from this place, another one came from this place, but their serial numbers just happened to
start.
Look like the same. So, this would rule out, like, pretty much anybody making Tylenol, like, kind of.
Right.
So, they figured this had to be, like, an in-store
thing.
Because this all happened, like I said, in the same area of Chicago.
Mm.
And, basically, they were thinking that, like, somebody bought a bunch of bottles of Tylenol.
Okay.
Went home. Opened the capsules because they were the ones that, like, you could
open. Oh, you pop open?
Yeah.
Right.
Most pills then were the ones that you could pop open.
Right.
And, they, like, put cyanide in them and then just put them back in the stores.
That was terrifying.
Yeah. So they realized that, they also realized that the person that did this would have had to done it, like, the day before all the deaths occurred.
Okay.
Because if they did it any, like, later than that, the cyanide would have eaten through the capsule and then eaten through the bottle.
Oh, shit.
That's how, like, strong it is. Yeah.
God damn.
So they were like, oh, it had to have happened, like, either that day or, like, the day before this all happened. Because if you would have had a hole in your bottle.
Right.
So on October 5th, Johnson & Johnson, who's made Tylenol, stopped production on the drug, and there was also a nationwide recall for it.
Okay.
Which, like,
makes sense.
Obviously.
Right.
They pulled every single bottle of Tylenol off the shelves, most of them anyway, which was estimated to be 31 million bottles.
Damn.
And people were encouraged to just throw away their Tylenol. And the Johnson & Johnson ate about $100 million.
God damn, I can't even. That, like, hurt.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they also offered themselves offered to replace anyone who had bought Tylenol to replace their bottle because they wanted people to throw them out.
Right.
Which, like, good on Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah. I mean, like, listen, like, we can forgive your vaccine for fucking up a couple people, but, you know, you did good on the Tylenol end. So, and also they were replacing the Tylenol not with, like, the capsules. They were replacing it with solid pills.
Okay.
So because of this whole recall and, like, poisoning thing, people not only, like, in Chicago started throwing out everything, but, like, everywhere.
I would, too. Fuck that. Yeah.
And people were, like, throwing out, like, not just Tylenol. Like, every form of meds. Advil, Excedrin, throwing it all out.
Right.
And no one wanted to, like, take medication.
Interesting.
And also, like, it's kind of, like, makes sense because, over the course of a month after these Tylenol murders happened, there were 250 copycat poisoning attempts.
Oh my god.
All over the country.
God damn.
Like,
that's impressive.
What the fuck?
They probably were not as successful, I'm sure.
I mean, it says poisoning attempts. So, like, I don't know if it was successful, but, like,
yeah, still.
What the fuck is wrong with you people?
I've learned that the world is going to shit. And, like, I'm sure back in the 1800s, 1980s, it was just as bad.
Yeah, you just would have heard about it, like, as fast.
Right. Yeah, that's ridiculous. I was like, what the fuck?
Like,
yeah.
People are weird.
No.
So, they pulled, every bottle that they pulled,
they tested, I'm sure.
In Chicago. Right. They tested, which was 1.5 million bottles.
God damn, wow.
And they tested every pill in every bottle. So they found cyanide in 50 pills in 8 different bottles.
Oh.
And 5 of the bottles were found, like, were the 7 victims, obviously.
Right.
And then the other 3 bottles, 2 were found that got sent back for, like, a recall. And 1 was found still on the shelf that, just forgot to, like, or missed sending back. So, like, somebody could have bought that.
Oh, wow.
But, like, thank God.
Yeah.
Like, nobody did.
God damn.
So, investigators, like, had a hard time with this because there was literally thousands of people that could have
literally been anybody. Yeah.
Right. So, every person was a suspect. Like, everyone that was, like, in the process of making Tylenol was a suspect. Somebody could have been pissed off in the company.
Right.
Somebody could have been pissed off that worked in the fucking Walgreens. Like, every shoplifter, every criminal, every person that walked into a drugstore could have been somebody that did
it.
So, they did have a few suspects when, like kind of, like, right off the bat.
Right.
So, I'm going to tell you about them.
Okay.
So, the first person they thought it was a guy named James William Lewis.
Okay.
And what had happened was, is that Johnson & Johnson got, like, multiple letters from a person requesting $1 million to stop the cyanide poisonings.
Oh.
And there was, like, bank information on the bottom of it.
Oh, my God. Are you stupid?
To, like, wire the
money.
Oh, it gets crazy.
Okay.
Just wait. to, like, wire the money to. Right. And there was no, like, return to sender or whatever.
Right.
So the FBI, like, searched the paper for fingerprints. Right. And then they found them.
Why wouldn't they just look up the bank
account? Well, hold, this is because.
Okay.
So they searched the paper for fingerprints, right, and matched them to James. Okay. Because he had been in trouble before.
Right.
And they looked up the bank information, and the bank information didn't match James. It matched this guy named Frederick.
Okay.
And Frederick was employed by James previously, and James thought that he had coined his wife out of $500.
Oh.
So he did this whole thing just to get him in trouble.
Oh. Nice. Like, wonderful. For $500.
For $500.
And, like, even in 1980s, that's not, like...
It's stupid.
Yeah.
What is that, like, $1,000 today? Like, you're gonna go poison 50 people and then, like, blame it on your guy, Frederick?
For
like,
$1,000. For $1,000. Really?
Piped out.
Come on.
So, he wanted to, like, focus, like... He thought that he was gonna, like, focus things on him and to expose the fact that he stole
$500. Oh, my God. Oh, ooh, shit. Yeah.
Yeah. So, this guy was, like, James, was super sketchy, right, to begin with, and this is the reason why the FBI already had his fingerprints.
Okay.
Because, previously, the police had found human remains of a client of his in his attic.
Oh! Wonderful.
So...
Nice.
He was charged with murder at one point.
Right! And what was he doing out of jail?
So that's the funny thing. The judge ruled that the police didn't have a search warrant to his house.
That's annoying.
So they just dropped the charges.
All right. I mean, it kind of makes sense if that's really what happened.
Yeah. So this guy could have, like, literally murdered somebody and gotten away with it.
I mean, sounds like he did, but we're not going to speculate.
Yeah. So another sketchy thing that he did.
Okay.
Actually, him and his wife, they started a quote-unquote business, and they had tried to import, machines that made pills.
Oh.
Which isn't legal, because you can't just make pills. Right. Like, Joe Schmo off the street can't make pills.
Yeah, because how does that work?
Yeah, actually, it's funny, though, because I say that, but you can buy pill capsules, like, on Amazon.
Right.
So, like, but, the police caught on to it.
Okay.
And was like... like, what the fuck? And when the couple caught on to the fact that the police caught on to it, they fled.
Oh.
Where'd they go?
Yeah.
Thanks for asking.
Where'd they go?
Chicago.
Oh.
You know, where the poisonings happened.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And, when did they happen to go?
Right.
Literally right before that this happened.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, also, like, another thing. Is that the cops, when they, like, looked at the security... Remember I said, like, Paul the Prince, the security footage? Okay, so...
Mm-hmm.
They looked at the security footage for, like, her buying it.
Right.
And she was seen, like, purchasing the bottle of pills. And in the video footage, there's a guy standing behind her, like, just watching her this bottle of pills. And this person looks very much so like Mr. James William Lewis.
No way.
But the video, like, kind of sucked because it was the 80s. Okay. But, like, it still kind of looked like him.
Right.
However, the reason that he was actually cleared from doing this
crime, it wasn't him.
Was because he and his wife bought Amtrak tickets 20 days before the murders happened and went from Chicago to New York City.
Oh, shit.
And it's, like, documented.
Wow.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he was on the train, he, like, actually went.
Yeah, like, he, like, went. And if you remember, he couldn't have placed the cyanide 20 days before.
Right, because it would have melted. Right. And...
So they were like, it wasn't him, I guess.
Right, okay.
He did, however, go to prison.
Oh, nice.
Because, not for the murders, but because of the letters to Johnson & Johnson.
Right, yeah.
Literally framing somebody and also the extortion of money.
Right.
So...
It's
fine. He served 12 years in prison.
Oh, wow, okay. That's pretty long.
But also, like, kind of sketchy.
Oh.
I think he did it.
Okay.
Fun fact, we don't know who did it.
Oh.
But I think he did it because while he was in prison, he wanted to help the FBI and told them how, hypothetically, if somebody were to go about putting cyanide into pills, like, this is how they could do it.
Oh.
And then also, in 2010, he wrote a book called Poison! !
I want to see what he looks like. What's his name?
James William Lewis.
Okay. James William Lewis. Did he die?
I'm not sure.
Okay, let's see. Images. Oh, yeah. He looks like he would...
He looks like he'd murder somebody.
You know who would play a perfect James William Lewis in a movie?
Who?
Seth Rogen.
Is that what he looks like?
Yeah. You never looked him up?
No.
He looks like Seth Rogen.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
He does indeed.
He would play a perfect Seth Rogen. Okay. Well, Seth Rogen would play a perfect him, I should say.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
So Poison! Exclamation point.
Right.
We can read the book later.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
So, there was another man that they thought did it as well.
Okay.
Named Roger Arnold.
Okay.
And he was said to have been talking about the killings, or that he could have done them, at a bar, which is what, like, somebody tipped off investigators. Right. And ironically, he worked with the dad of one of the Marys.
Oh.
And, he, well, ironically, Mary also bought Tylenol from a store that was across the street from the psychiatric center where Roger's wife was currently at.
Oh, God.
So, like, a lot of, like, serendipitous, right, like, right, crossing. So they searched his house because they were like, oh, like, this is, like, a lead that we could follow, I guess.
Right.
And they found chemistry beakers, powders, and, like, crime books.
Oh, interesting.
Which, like, if they searched my house, they'd be fucked, right, too. I have 6 beakers in my, right, room, and every book in there is about murder. But, right, you know, whatever.
But it's fine. No worries.
No, it's fine. I didn't put cyanide in pills. Right. So.
No, no, no.
And apparently neither does this guy, so. So, they didn't, like, find anything that would have convicted, right, him, so they kind of couldn't do anything. But this guy did end up having, like, a complete mental breakdown because of the media attention, nice, that he was getting.
Okay.
And one day, he decided to go to the bar that he had talked about all of this shit at,
mm-hmm,
and tried to shoot the man that sold him out to police.
Oh.
But ended up killing somebody that was completely not the guy that he was looking for, and, oh, was sentenced to 30 years in prison.
Nice! So either way, he's in jail.
Yeah, he killed somebody.
Whether he did it or not, he's in jail.
Correct.
So there we go.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Another suspect was Lori Dan, mm-hmm, who I would like to do a whole episode on.
Ooh.
Because I, like, barely scratched the surface of her fucking situation.
Okay.
But basically, she, like, herself had, like, a psychotic break and poisoned a bunch of food with arsenic. Wow. And just sent it to people that, like, she thought did wrong by her.
Hmm.
And she also shot and killed children in an elementary school in Illinois.
Oh.
And took a family hostage and then also killed herself, so.
Oh. Who is this?
Lori Dan.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm Googling her. I like to see names. I'm not Googling anything. I like to see
pictures. Yeah, I want to do, like, the case itself, because it's, like, I read that, and I was like, fucking excuse me.
Yeah. Oh, like, she is scary looking.
Yeah, she's scary. Her, I know what she looks like. I looked her up.
Oh, fuck. I'm gonna have nightmares.
Yeah. So, the police thought that the Tylenol murders maybe could have been something that she did, because, right, she had, like, this whole psychotic, right, thing. But there was really no, like, evidence, like, connecting the two, right, cases. But I thought that was just fucking wild.
Yeah, okay.
No. And another suspect who, I actually also think could have done this, and I also am going to do a whole case on this,
shit,
as well,
okay,
if you don't want to. I don't, you know, if you, it, know anything, okay, about him. But this happened, this, like, suspect came about in 2011.
Ooh.
So recent, kind of.
Okay.
And it's Ted Kaczynski.
It sounds
the Unabomber.
Familiar. Oh, yeah, yeah, okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who, like, literally sent bombs to people's houses.
Yeah.
So, he killed 3 people, injured 23 other people.
Right. Because
he sent bombs in the mail in Chicago.
Right.
To people. So, around, like, the same time as this happened. It was, like, yeah, 1980.
Mm-hmm.
He also claimed to have done these bombings because he wanted to create fear and doubt in people's trust of technology and the industrial system.
Interesting.
So, he, like, talked about specifically hating the manufacturers of drugs.
Oh.
And so, the reason why they suspect him, not just because he killed people in the past, uh-huh, but because there was a Tylenol-related murder in the town, like, this, like, the Tylenol right. murders, that was really, like, nowhere near Chicago,
mm-hmm.
And it was on the way to the cabin where Ted Kaczynski stayed in Maryland while he was doing all these bombings, and it happened about 2 months, like, before the actual, like, Tylenol murders.
And it was
themselves.
The same thing?
It was the same thing. It was cyanide in, like, a Tylenol capsule.
Oh.
So the cops were like, did he do a trial run?
Right.
Like, somewhere else?
Right.
And weirdly enough, like, when they looked, like, you know, like, when, like, in, like, stupid crime shows, like, when they, like, oh, all the murders were done in this right. area, so, like, they pinpoint the location right. in the like, middle criminal of, lines. Like, where the person could be, because usually it's, like, creates, like, a right. radius yeah. or whatever. So they do that in, like, real life.
Right, yeah.
And, so they did that. They mapped out where all the bottles were, like, found.
Right.
And in the epicenter of where this person, like, could have lived, just so happened to be, like, of these Tylenol murders, where Ted Kaczynski's parents lived. And he stayed there,
oh,
like, a lot.
Oh, shit.
So, he also resembles the guy that was seen in that surveillance video.
Mm-hmm.
And the FBI did end up taking DNA samples from him. Not right. that they didn't already have them.
Right,
but,
yeah.
But it's kind of like, what are you going to do now?
Right. He already, yeah.
Not even that he already's in jail, but, like, how are you, you don't have the bottles of Tylenol anymore. Like,
right.
Well, what are you going to do?
Right.
So he also denies being involved, which is a reason why...
He also looks scary, sorry.
Yeah, Ted Kaczynski's very weird looking. But, like, he also, denies being involved, which...
Oh, does he?
Yeah, so, like, the cops are kind of like, well, he would have taken credit for it.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Because he took credit for the bombings.
Right.
So it was kind of like, why wouldn't you would also admit to that? Like,
right.
who fucking cares? You're already in
right.
jail, like...
Right, yeah.
So, like I said, there's been nobody caught for these murders.
Wow.
Ever.
And, like, bottles were sealed and everything?
Yeah. Oh, so, okay, I'll get to that
Sorry.
In a second. They were not sealed.
Okay,
because
okay.
they didn't use to seal
oh.
bottle caps. So, which is the only good thing that came out of this case.
Right.
Which, if you can say that at all.
Right, yeah.
But, technically this is still, like, an ongoing case. But, like...
Right.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So, the pharmaceutical companies, like, actually, like, did something about it.
Yeah.
So, they developed tamper-resistant packaging. So, like, you know when you get a bottle of pills and it has
says,
the...
It says, like, don't.
It has that, but it has, like, the silver thing
yes.
on top of it and also
yeah.
has a cotton ball in it.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So, if, like, you buy a bottle and it, A, doesn't have the cotton ball in it,
right.
or B, doesn't have the silver thing, that's
right.
kind of a
right.
indicator.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Also, this is fucking, like, it's crazy, like, you always think, like, well, I always think anyway,
mm-hmm.
like, oh, like, how did that become a law? Because,
right.
like, obviously that should have been a law, so why
right.
wasn't it a law before this period? Tampering with products wasn't a federal crime before this happened.
That's
so
weird.
Tampering with products was made a federal crime because of this.
Huh.
But it's like, why the fuck wasn't
right.
that
well,
before?
Yeah, that doesn't
like,
make
that
sense.
Doesn't make any sense. Also... It made the pharmaceutical companies shy away from using, like, traditional capsules.
Okay.
Where, like, you could just pop them open.
Right.
So most pills now are either, like, packed drugs, which,
mm-hmm.
like, is, like, Excedrin.
Right.
It's either packed like Excedrin, or coated in something, like Advil is candy-coated.
Right.
Or in a capsulette, which is a solid capsule that's completely sealed around, so you can't take anything out of it, kind of like fish oil.
Hmm. Okay.
So those were, like, things that the pharmaceutical companies were like, we should probably fix that.
Right. Yeah.
And that's it, because
that's
it's
terrifying.
Never been solved before, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
That
Isn't
is
that
really
wild?
Scary.
It's just, like,
you know,
so freaky.
This kind of bothers me, because one of my new medicines is one of the ones that you kind of, like, can pop open and, like.
Well, I take but that comes from
the
it's
doctor.
Like,
it's like a prescribed medicine.
Yeah.
But still, it's still a little scary.
Yeah. I take melatonin and it's, I could pop it open.
Oh, can you really?
Yeah.
One of the new medicines that my doctor wants me to take, which I absolutely do not want to take, is a dissolvable B12 shot, like, medicine. So, like, she wants me, like, you know how you can take, like, B12, like, by, she wants me to stick it under my tongue.
That's because it's faster.
Right. Well, yeah, because she thinks that my whatever the fuck isn't working, and, you know, sorry, side note, You know what I actually said on the phone to someone today, to a doctor, to a receptionist?
Oh, boy.
So I'm sitting here getting this new appointment, and I'm like, so I should probably bring the report that says whatever the fuck is wrong with me to the doctor, right?
You said that.
I fucking said that. Because I was, like, so, like, over I was it. Just annoyed, and I was over it, and she just starts laughing. She's like, yeah, definitely. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I was like, fuck. Like, I'm like,
probably bring the paper of whatever the fuck is wrong.
Because I'm like, wow. Like, this is the first time I've ever had to, like, do all this stuff by myself.
Yeah.
So I'm like, fuck. Like, I hate doing it. I make the appointment with one person, and apparently the system doesn't work. So, like, they double book me basically. So then the other people call me back and they're like, oh, we have to cancel your appointment. So I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So I'm, like, annoyed, and I was just, yeah, so I said that.
That's so funny.
But, you know.
At least she laughed, and she
was
yeah, like.
Yeah, they were really nice, so it was fine, but I was just like, wow, this is just, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's terrifying, so, you know. Now I know to double-check my Tylenol before I.
Don't take capsule pills. That's...
Yeah.
You know what pills freak me out? It's Tylenol, actually. Mm-hmm. It's the time-release capsules. Have you ever, like, looked at them? They literally look like they have, like, metal pieces in
them. I don't
think
I've ever seen the time-release capsules.
It's weird. Because it, like, releases, like, half, and then, like, it releases the other half. And it's, like,
really
weird.
I've never heard of that.
Really?
Yeah.
It's, like, it'll, like, it's to make it last longer. So it's, like, you take one pill, and, like, half of it will get released right when you take it. And then the other half gets released, like, an hour later.
That's pretty weird.
Isn't it weird?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think only Tylenol has that.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
So anyway, check your bottles. Make sure they're
not tampered with. Yeah, that's all I have for you guys.
I mean, yeah, that's all I have for you.
Yeah, I didn't do anything.
Yeah.
Follow us on Instagram.
Oh, God, FIB podcast.
Hit us up on Facebook.
Future is Bright Pod.
Send us a Gmail.
futuresbrightpod@gmail.com.
And that's it. Should I say put our YouTube even though we haven't?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Follow us on podcast, subscribe to our YouTube.
FIB Podcast.
Yeah.
Follow us on TikTok, FIB Podcast. I'm gonna post a TikTok.
Are you?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what you can do? Because the only thing I've been, not that I haven't been listening to you, because obviously I have been, but what I've been thinking about on the side note is this last box that we have to do. I cannot think about who is the killer.
Me either.
I can't stop thinking about it.
I have literally not a fucking
Because
clue.
I genuinely, like, just really want to know.
Yeah.
So I was, like, wondering if maybe you wanted to do the box and, like, I could come back another day next week to do...
That's fine.
Why do I feel like I am? I have so many doctor's appointments coming up, but my thing is, I just say yes and then I don't write them down.
That's what I do.
So, like, I'm fucking screwed.
I was supposed to have a nail appointment today and then I didn't.
Why didn't you go?
Because... I had an event.
At work?
Yeah.
I made a hair appointment. Did I tell you that?
So did I. Did you?
Yeah. I made a consultation. I don't
know. Okay, wait. Bye.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Bye, everyone. Love you.
Bye.